You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
I really wasn't taught as a child.
So you had to relearn it in sobriety?
Right.
Wow.
Well, I had to learn in the rooms. Period.
Yeah.
Because I was never given that choice.
So it wasn't even like you had to get rehabilitated. You had to start over.
Right.
There was
right.
no going back to what you had once learned. You were learning from the beginning.
Yes, it was almost like, as an adult, being raised all over again.
Sure.
You know, but when I was raising my children, I gave them their thoughts, their opinions, the discipline, and it was just a totally different era. So,
were you like your mom in parenting your boys?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
I definitely would not say that she was the commander-in-chief.
Didn't parent that way.
She did not parent that way. She gave us opportunities. She gave us choices. She specifically would voice her opinion, but she said it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Every choice you make, there's a consequence, whether it's good, whether it's bad. It's your choice to whether you make the good decision or this is your choice to make the bad decision. Coming off experience with her, she would voice her opinion and distinctively say, well, this is the road that, as a mother, I think you should go through, and this is the road I don't want you to take. But
wow.
It still boils down to the situation of what you do. She always gave me a choice.
Even when you were, like, elementary school?
Even when I was in elementary school.
Just immediately started drumming in your head, it's your choice. But how can an elementary school kid know what choice to make?
Well, you just kind of, just by what you observe from others, you obviously know is in a homework state of mind. You get assigned homework. You have the choice to go home. Your mother is going to sit there and she's going to inform that you do that homework. That homework needs to be completed. Or you're going to fail. You're going to repeat the grade level. And then you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
Right there is a choice that a child has to make.
That's true. Yeah.
Whether he goes back to elementary school and into class and the teacher said everyone that turns in their homework and gets a check on their paper gets a bag of candy or something. Hmm. Well, if you went home and you decided you wanted to play Nintendo or if you wanted to go outside and play with your friends instead of do your homework, guess who's left out?
You.
And it boils down to the choice that she had, that she informed. This is what I think you should do as a mother. This is what's going to happen if you don't. And obviously I chose the right road. Okay, obviously if she says do the homework, I'm going to have to do the homework.
So even in her addiction, you allowed her to be your mom?
Absolutely.
What makes some kids then discount their parent that's addicted, and then others still engage and connect with their mother that's addicted?
Some of the ones that discount their parents don't understand, don't try to understand. They don't want to know. They don't care. I'm not going to insinuate that they don't care about their parents.
Right.
They have this mentality, well, if she backstabbed me, well, what do you think I'm going to do? Do unto others as you would want to do to yourself. So that puts them in the state of mind in the negative terms that would make them discount the whole mother and son situation. When you have others that, you know, not necessarily grew up in religious homes, but disciplinary parents or parenting that is brought upon the child's going to make those decisions and know in life itself, there's choices that you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've said choices earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time, my mother all the time gave me a choice. And my choice could have been to discount the situation and I could have been just another person and went down a whole other road. Or I can keep faith, keep hope, keep praying, keep asking, keep trying to understand the way of the addiction.
Is that what you did?
To find out what's going on. In order for myself to understand what she's going through, instead of listening to everyone else's opinions, and taking the easy way out. I took the hard way and to understand the way so I could understand why she might have done this or why she might have done that. So that's what kept me attached. And that in faith just, it carries you a very long way.
I have to agree with one thing he kept saying is the magic word is understanding. These are things that word in particular is a key word, because I did not understand growing up why I had these feelings. Why am I so angry? You know, it's not about my mother being hard on me or whatever. And what she didn't understand was I needed communication. I needed help understanding what it is other than you telling me, and that's the way it is. I made sure even throughout when I felt like maybe that my parenting skills, my mother would sometimes make me feel like I was wrong for the way I was teaching him. She would call it, what was that word she would say? You're enabling more, you're holding up for him, you're upholding for him. I didn't uphold from him. I was trying to help him understand why I had these feelings, you know, and maybe why I drank and drugged.
So do you think since you lacked that kind of communication and compassion with your mother, you were sure to give it to the next generation?
Yes, I did.
You wanted to communicate with your kids and make sure that...
And I gave them that, you know, both of them.
Even in your addiction?
Yes, even in my addiction.
So
whether
mamas
it was
can
behind
still
her
mama.
Back or, you know, whatever. This was something I felt like I did not want to shortchange my children on. They need to understand these things because it's a lot with raising kids as it is, and it's hard for young black men to get, you know, as I called my two, to become productive members of society without a man around, because they were never raised with zero men. No, you know.
Did that bother you, Micah, that there were no men around in your family?
I would definitely say that bothered me so much. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'll tell you 1,000 any day. The simple fact of not having the father figure is a big piece of that chunk of that life I can never get back. Going to school and hanging out with my friends, it's got dads, it's picking them up from school and taking them to Chuck E. Cheese and playing simple pitch and catch outside. Like, that's the reluctant, like, that's the lifestyle that I got to miss out on. That father figure, that male passion, that mindset from a male is far different from learning from a woman's standpoint.
Sure.
And not to say a male's should matter the most, not at all, because obviously if that's the case, I don't know where I'd be at right now.
Right.
But missing out on that male figure, there's a lot I missed out on that a male can introduce to me, as in a life situation, whether it's making good decisions as a male, whether it's protecting yourself,
how to treat
whether
a woman,
it's how to treat someone,
sure,
whether it's how to carry yourself. That's a lot that I missed out on that I had to just go out and get from all these other people during, whether it was an organization with the Boys and Girls Club, whether it was with the organization of the YCAP, or with the organization of the Youth Achievers. You know, there's so many programs that I got put into.
Thank God.
To make up for that father figure,
sure,
that I just took full advantage of and just took off with it, you know. So you have all these successful males that are introducing you the right way how to do things, whether it's study, whether it's, you know, job making, whether it's taking care of yourself, whether it's taking care of others. I've learned all that from those organizations, so it kind of filled up from that. But even though I still learned that from those situations and those groups, it still does not take over the fact of your own father figure.
Well, time flies. It's time for our first break. But, Micah, I bet you're going to be an incredible father. But don't hurry. Right,
not
Kathy?
At all.
Don't hurry. Don't go away.
School
radio
first.
Don't go away, Radio Rehab. We have to give our sponsors a few minutes. This is a great show. We'll be right back.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey, you okay?
Oh, every spring I have trouble with my allergies.
You know, I use non-drowsy Claritin, and it works hard on my worst allergy symptoms for a full 24 hours.
Oh, I'm too busy to be sneezing like this.
You gotta try Claritin. And here at Walmart, they have the Claritin Bonus Pack with more pills for the same price.
Wow, that's a great value. I'm feeling better already.
Effective on indoor and outdoor allergies. Get non-drowsy Claritin at an everyday low price at Walmart. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
A shady front porch with a cool floor underfoot. A comfortable rocking chair, well positioned in the cross breeze. And finally, a casual conversation with a friendly neighbor. Welcome to summertime at the Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Join us for refreshing specials like our wholesome morning sampler, a mix of low-fat yogurt and fresh fruit topped with our honey nut granola. It's served with a blueberry muffin, two eggs, and bacon or sausage. Or try a grilled chicken pineapple salad with marinated grilled chicken tenderloin and a creamy pineapple ranch dressing. This summer, all the good that grows in the country can take root in your family with a visit today to Cracker Barrel. Remember, there's a rocker on the front porch with your name on it. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax. Come cool off with our wholesome morning sampler for breakfast or our grilled chicken pineapple salad for lunch or dinner starting at $6.99.
Something beautiful happens when you bring together a grilled cheese sandwich and a warm, savory bowl of Campbell's tomato soup. The moment they see each other, tomato soup starts to blush. Grilled cheese goes all gooey. And the closer they get, the more tomato soup gets a little steamy, the more grilled cheese sizzles. And we'll leave what happens next up to your imagination, because this is a family-friendly meal. Grilled cheese and Campbell's tomato soup. It's amazing what soup can do.
Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville's lowest prices of the season sale. How does Ashley Furniture do it? Buyers have slashed prices on every mattress set, bedroom, living room, and dining set. Plus, get 12 months no-interest financing. Brand new at Ashley, express local next-day delivery on every Sealy, Simmons mattress set, Tempur-Pedic, guaranteed lowest prices. Don't have one more restless night. Buy today, sleep great tomorrow. Hurry, it's the final weekend at Ashley Furniture Home Store, located on North Green River Road at Morgan Avenue in Evansville.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warren County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Welcome back. Kathy and Micah and I were talking at break about how, you know, when you're addicted, you just don't really get to know each other very well. And they were talking about how nice it is now that she's sober, they really can get to know each other. And you were asking Micah something, Kathy. What was it that you wanted to know from him?
I mean, basically, I want to hear. I never really either paid attention to or was curious. I was always curious about how did it really affect you? You know, what was it that, was it anger? Was it, you know, peer pressure? What was it that you guys have never, you don't have an addiction of any type? How did you survive? What were your feelings? Because I know they love me, you know. Yeah. It was so easy for them to forgive me, and I didn't understand how could the harm I caused you guys just by not being there alone was almost, it was an abuse within itself.
Neglect.
Yeah.
Neglect.
Yes,
how did you come out of that neglect so loving and forgiving?
The way I treated it is that anyone can change, no matter what people do, no matter the things that they do, no matter what they say. With a little bit of hope, faith, and a little, maybe even a little encouragement from yourself doing well, as in me graduating high school, doing this program called I Stay, How About You, and encouraging all high school students and middle school and elementary students to stay in school, don't drop out, don't make the wrong decisions, different things like that. Maybe if I achieve in certain things that she may notice, that might pull her out. That might be the puller.
Sure.
And with all that combined, I mean, I felt like there's got to be that one day. That one day has got to come. And I'll be patient. You know, eventually it's going to get here. And it eventually got there. But during that time before it even surfaced to come, you know, at me, the situation was just that time loss that I wasn't able to connect. You know, already didn't have the father figure, and slightly with the mother figure, you know, there's a lot that I missed out on. There's a lot of opportunities, you know. But she still, at that time, during her drug addiction, even still made sure I did what I had to do, whether it was, you know, get ready for school in the morning, whether it was getting me ready for the bus, whether it's picking me up. You know, if she didn't have a ride, she was going to find a ride, point blank. You know,
so
she,
it sounds like you mommed up, even in your addiction.
Yes, I did.
She definitely did that. And if she didn't have an answer for me, if I had a question for her and she didn't have an answer, she'd get on the internet, she'd call somebody, she was going to find that answer.
Yeah, that's your mom.
I still do that today.
Yeah, definitely.
And the thing was, eventually that day came. And when the day came, pretty much it was a sign of relief, a lot of weight coming off the shoulders, different things like that.
But had she promised a lot through her addiction she was going to quit?
So there was a lot of promises.
A lot of broken promises.
A lot of broken promises. But eventually I told myself, I understand that there's might have been 20,000 promises, but there's going to be one that's going to surpass all the other promises, that's going to overcome all those other promises.
You never gave up.
So,
children don't. Never. They just never give up. So did the church play a significant role in your life too, Micah?
The church plan? Oh.
Did it play a big role in your life?
It was a huge, and it still is till this
Lots
day.
Lots of moms and dads there, huh?
There is just so much great atmosphere that's in that, and that church mentality,
church life,
church life. And they always treat everything in a positive attitude. And that was the mindset I had to keep in order to keep faith, was that positive attitude. And hearing people say, the day is going to come, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to be sooner than what you think. And
you just got to keep faith.
Got to keep praying. You got to keep doing this. You got to keep doing that. When you listen to all that positive attitude, it's going to reflect. So then that makes you have that positive attitude. When you have that positive attitude, it makes the situation and the process go by a lot faster, because that's all you can think is, this day's coming, this day's coming. Whether you're impatient, you're still telling yourself, this day's coming, this day's going to come. So
church helps reinforce
church
that faith.
Church helps. For sure.
It wasn't the only problem. I mean, they were also involved in a lot of things like I kept them involved in sports. Mm-hmm. Both of them had the same opportunities. Both boys did. There was also Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts.
Oh.
You know, anything I could grab my hands onto to keep them, as I say, off the streets, you know. And it paid off. It was like an investment in their future, you know, along with trying to maintain the discipline and education with my mom's help, you know, because she was a big part of helping them financially to stay structured, where they didn't have to go out and steal and, you know, and do things that other young people do, or sell drugs, you know, and basically and use, you know.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep from using, Micah? I'm sure it was around you.
It was around me. It seemed like every corner I ever turned, it was there.
Especially pot.
But the determination, I told myself, I will not live that lifestyle.
When did you make that decision? How old were you when you made that decision?
I made a decision as soon as I found out and understood what it was, and had others explain what's going on.
What would you say, 10 years old, 11?
Say about 13.
So kids better be making up their mind by 13.
In these days, as the world's changing, I even say sooner.
Yeah.
The sooner the better. The sooner the better, and it's going to benefit the child in the long run. They won't ever understand it until that point, but the earlier the better.
So you just made up your mind, no way.
No way. I can't live that lifestyle. And the thing about it was, seeing how she was living her lifestyle definitely just told me, okay, you can, once, and I said this earlier, you can make a choice.
Yeah.
You can go down that road, or you can go down the golden road. And I'm going to choose the golden road. Especially, it seemed like I even lived a part of her life because we lived in the same house and everything. So I saw things that she, you know, that she didn't want me to see. And, you know, and just I could not tell. I told myself I could not live that lifestyle.
Let me ask you something. Why do you think you chose at 13 No Way, where somebody else who may have it just the same in their situation would choose, yes, that's going to be me. I'm going to smoke and drink and take pills and smoke crack.
It boiled down to more of the determination, more of the self-discipline.
In
listening,
you?
Yes, in me. And listening to others and listening to their opinions, because everyone has an opinion. And a lot of people can help you out in so many ways that you don't even, that you could not understand.
Yeah.
And when you listen to so much of what other people have to offer and what, well, if you go down this drug rehab road, you can, you know, the statistics, you're going to either end up in prison, you're going to end up in jail, or you're going to end up 6 feet under.
Right.
Or you can take the road of graduating high school, going to college, getting a great job, living the lifestyle you want to live, having the car that you want to have the house you want to have the perfect ideal family that you wanted but you never got. So you are going to make sure that you provide that for your family, and you're there for your child, and you make sure the mother's there for the child. Just you, there's different situations, there's different roads you can take. And I told myself, like, this has got to be it. I cannot live that lifestyle. So even though she went through the drug addiction, it actually taught me, you know, behind, like, in disguise, that I don't want you doing what I'm doing, and I want you to do better. She, and I always remember her seeing that as me being a child. She was like, I don't want you to grow up like me. I want you to grow up better than me.
It was more about, you know, life than it was about materialistic things. Mm-hmm. I wanted him to have some of the values that I didn't, or that I wasn't raised with, you know, because in my generation, it was growing up, it was a different time frame, you know, where once again, it was you do as I say do and keep your mouth shut. Mm-hmm. That's the way you get
children
no opinion, you get no choices. Yeah. Yeah. And with the boys, you know, I always try to communicate with them. I want to hear what's going on with you. If I had to call their friends behind their back and find out what's going on, I'm still good about that.
Yeah.
I'm still about, you know, being interested in what is going on with my son.
So, Kathy, even addicted mothers can still be a parent. So for people to think, if you're addicted, I better take those kids out of that home. And addicted mothers can still be moms.
Yes, but it's also, I didn't come to realize that I was harming them in the worst kind of way because I wasn't totally emotionally there.
Right, but it sounds like you
yes.
were still conscientious
yes, I was still functioning.
Enough to get
yes.
them where they needed
yes.
to get. So you're proof that addicted moms can still not be available at their best, but
right.
still be a mom.
Right, yes. Yes.
Because I think we live in a society that thinks addicted mothers can't mother.
Yes.
And
right.
They can.
Not
the best,
but... Mike has almost quit school, you know, behind
you
this. And the iState program he talked about, you know, I want him to elaborate a little bit on this iState and how he came to be a part of that, because I was there in the home, but I wasn't there,
right.
you know.
Do you think that's why he was thinking about dropping out of school?
It had something to do
just
with it. Yes,
caring.
Yes. He just
you had a little
caring.
Phase there, Micah.
I went through a little phase that being around others that were in that negative state of mind that actually could have been going down the same road my mother went to, and just seeing what some of the things they did, whether it was skip school, whether it was not coming to school, whether it was dropping out, getting a job, making more money. I was telling myself, okay, why am I going to school when I have friends that are driving nice cars? Didn't know what they were necessarily doing, but nice cars, and they dropped out, but I'm still here listening to a teacher's lecture and not making any money. You know, and I
it started to become about money.
And as time went by, I was guided by the right people and ended up turning it around and sticking with it and turn it around for the better. And next thing you know, someone was like, hey, you seem like a great candidate for the iState How About You program. And we talked about it so much, and it became a reality. So
you started doing service work.
Service work.
Kind of like what we in AA keeps us sober, is service work. So you figured out at a young age, somebody grabbed you and said, let's do some service work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you can do service work in lots of different ways.
And lots. And it was actually, and it, they it, the way I looked at it, it was just discussing about my high school years. But to others, it was more of a guidance for maybe a freshman that's coming in that's struggling, or maybe a senior that's barely on that last limb that's just like, I give up, you know, and they can read that article, or maybe they heard from another friend about the iState How About You, and they're just like, you know what, I'm going to give this another shot. So that's that one person that I just helped,
gave
by only
a
just
little
discussing
hope.
About my life and about my high school years and how I stayed with it in that's all they need was that one extra push. So.
Just that carrying the message. So he's got that in his heart like his mother, that service work.
Yes, he does. I always say that he's my personality child.
Uh-huh,
you know, he's
uh-huh.
my son that has the characteristics of me, but not the same
gender.
Yes, yes, because my sons are like night and day, but they both have the similarities because they both have a part of me.
Absolutely.
They're fun-loving, good-hearted people. You know?
So was your older brother like a dad to you? Do siblings end up kind of parenting each other in this situation?
Yes, he definitely looked over me. Yeah. He definitely kept me going.
Protective.
Yeah. Very protective.
How many years older is he?
He would be 5 years older, five to six.
Yeah, big brother.
Big brother was definitely
Was a role model.
That was the biggest role model right there.
See, there you go. Siblings start taking care of each other in these situations.
And he was a good example of a big brother, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though he struggled with, he had, you know, a learning disability in school, mm-hmm. and he grew into this young man that was striving to finish school no matter what, you know. Yes, and then he's always held a job ever since he was in school. I mean, he worked and he chose his friends wisely.
God,
and
you all are so proud of each other in your family.
Yes.
What a gift to be proud of each other.
Yes.
To have bragging rights. I feel so bad for parents and young people that I meet that don't have the bragging rights yet. I have to say yet.
Yes.
Yet. What about this Tough Enough program too, Micah? I love that name, Tough Enough. Tell us, we got 2 minutes before break. What's Tough Enough?
Tough Enough, it is for any viewers that watch wrestling, Tough Enough, it's a program that WWE has to offer. It's a reality show that they have on USA. Well, practically what Tough Enough is it's what WWE calls their next breakout star.
What's WWE?
It's World Wrestling Entertainment.
World Wrestling Entertainment.
A lot of people used to know it as WWF. Actually, WWE is down here today at Roberts Stadium. And pretty much the Tough Enough is the next breakout star. They put you through fierce training, whether it's the push-ups, the sit-ups, whether it's, you know, taking the right bumps as a wrestler, whether it's the knowledge that these trainers are providing. It's a lot of stuff put together that pushes you to the limit to see if you're literally tough enough to be that next breakout star.
Is that you?
And I was fortunate enough to send in a video. It was over 10,000 viewers, 10,000 DVDs that they sent in, and
ooh.
I made it all the way to the last cut of 20 people. And
wow.
Yeah.
Out of 10,000?
Out of 10,000. It was a little bit over 10,000. I made it all the way to the last 20.
That's something to be excited about as a parent.
Enough.
Yes.
I want you as my bodyguard. Don't go away, Radio Rehab. We're going to come back with Tough Enough and his mother. Be right back.
African Americans Yesterday and Today, sponsored by Diversity Supply Company, Incorporated. Jerome Stewart, President.
And now, a moment in Black history.
Paul Robeson. Paul was the first Black actor to play Othello on the American stage. A Phi Beta Kappa student at Rutgers, he attained the highest scholastic standing. He can speak all the modern European languages and Russian.
He also reads 20 other languages, including Chinese. A renowned concert singer, he received a law degree from Columbia. He was a fighter for Negro rights during his early career.
WEOA, the most diverse radio station in the tri-state, is proud to announce two new exciting programs for our Hispanic friends in the community. Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 12:30 to the new 24/7 Dad's Hispanic program in Spanish, sponsored by the Juan Diego Latino Center. The half-hour show discusses life skills, parenting, and a host of other relevant topics. Conexion Thalia Radio Show. Thalia is a platinum-selling recording artist, internationally known and nationally syndicated radio host. This popular two-hour weekly program comes to Evansville by way of WEOA every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 2 p.m. Thalia discusses music, fashion, and entertainment. See you this Sunday at noon for the Conexion Thalia Radio Show, sponsored by the Juan Diego Latino Center.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
We're right back, and our friend Jane texts in a cute comment that Mike is the tough enough guy, sounds like an adult child of an addict for sure, an ACOA, and that it takes the village. So I guess she wants to know how you all, you know, keep sticking together, even though your mother is vulnerable in her disease, like cancer, heart disease, relapse is a possibility. You guys, I guess, just stay in today and don't even think about relapse anymore.
We rely off each other. Yeah. It's kind of not necessarily saying, oh, I do better than this person, but every time one does good, another one has to respond off of it. So we're motivating each other, even though we're just being our own normal selves. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear that she gets a chip, I'm like, okay, what do I have to do to rebound off of that to make her even go to another 10 years or maybe another year chip? Or another 6 month chip or something like that.
Have you ever gone to a meeting with them?
Yes, I've been
to a
few meetings.
What do you think about them?
The first time I was just kind of like, okay, what's going on? How's everybody? But after that, I understood because I heard a lot of the other people's stories. And just knowing and seeing that there's a lot of other individuals that want to do good and that want to better themselves, it made me more interested in knowing what the other people went through their drug addiction.
And I also believe that with Mike is coming to hear other people say how I've been through my process, you know, they were there, I mean, they would come and visit, but they really don't understand how I, and a lot of it is coming from just my readings, you
right,
know.
Right.
I'm big about studying the books, you know,
yes.
And I'm not a person that likes to study and go to school, but when it comes to me sponsoring, I do sponsor other women. I stay actively involved on convention committees and, I mean,
service work.
Yeah, a lot of service work. But when it comes to that, you know, and I do keep it separate from, you know, I make time because I put my recovery first always. Every morning when I get up, first thing I do is I pray, you know, and then I start with my readings and I just go on with my day from there.
Meeting, so your sobriety had to come first, even ahead
still,
of your kids.
Still does. Even
do you all
them.
understand why that is? Do you think children understand why sobriety has to come first?
To most children, most teenagers, I believe they understand it. But my thing is, I think they only want to understand it if they want to understand it. And I know saying that word twice might not make a little sense, so I'll break it down a little bit. Pretty much is with the sobriety going on, pretty much if you want to know what's going on with it, you have to take the time to understand it. So
God, Micah, you're so mature. Do we have somebody on the air? Hello?
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, family.
Who?
Jackie, what's going on?
Hi, Jackie. What do you think of this crew?
Girl, you got an awesome crew on there today. That's my family.
Yes.
Shout out to my family. Micahs, you're awesome, dude. I look up to you a lot. I have a lot of respect for you and the family.
Thank you, Jackie.
Awesome.
I love
y'all
you.
Y'all grow together, and y'all make me so hopeful and so thankful that I'm a part of the family.
Aww.
Thank you, Jackie. I love you, too.
I love you, babe.
Jackie, this Micahs is hot to look at, isn't he?
Girl, yes, he is, isn't he? I'm so glad I'm his auntie, honey, because I'd be a cougar if I wasn't.
I know it.
I wouldn't be around to see it if I wasn't sober today. You understand that, you know, and I want the community to understand that I would not be around to see these things that my sons are doing for themselves, you know, if I don't maintain this. I'm still remember every day that I am first an alcoholic addict and that I could relapse at any given time. But seeing what God has already given me gives me so much encouragement to want to do it again for today and tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so on and so on.
So, Kathy, is your recovery program 100% clean and sober from pot, pills, powders, alcohol?
Even tobacco.
Even tobacco's in
yeah.
your sobriety plan.
As of January, I don't smoke anymore.
Phew, that's a tough one
yes,
to quit, too.
Yes,
yes, yes. Girl, I am so proud of her. She, like I said, she was the first big book that I've seen walking, and thanks to her that I'm recovering today.
Oh, there you go. This family's into the service work, aren't they, Jackie?
Yes, they are, very much, very much. Even the oldest son, he does his part, too. They are awesome. They're really awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling
y'all
in and sharing.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Keep coming back.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye, Jackie. Bye. There's one more thing that I do want to add. Thank you, Jackie, for calling in because there's something important that I have always valued with my relationship with my sons in being a parent, a single parent of two young men that don't have a male figure in their life, and that is, you know, my first responsibility is to be a mother, the type of mother that, you know, that I believe that they deserve to have and should have these days, you know.
And it's never too late to be a mother.
And it's never, ever too late. Because I am that today, you know.
You are.
I am the mom that they need, and I am so proud of that.
And you know our friend Jane.
Yes.
Has two sons, too.
Yes.
And even in spite of the addiction, like you, was able to muster up enough to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've really helped me learn today that even in an addiction, you can still be a parent.
Yes.
Maybe not the best that you can be, but you certainly did.
Thank
what
you, Jane. Let's keep setting those examples.
That's right. It isn't over because they're over
yes.
20, is it?
There's a future generation come up that needs, you
good
know,
parents.
People like us to show them how it's really should be done, you know,
yes.
and that's with help from everywhere, you know.
Well, and that your sons are so into service work as well and want to carry the message of hope to people. Micahs, what would you tell young people today if you went out and talked to them about having a parent, especially a mother that's addicted?
If I went out and was able to have the opportunity to speak to any individual, the first thing I would say is, faith. That's the biggest thing. Faith, understand, and keep God in your life. Those are the three options that I did, and I would recommend it to anyone because those are the three words that kept me going. And the faith is to keep hope. And, you know, understanding is you have to understand the way they live. And if you can understand the way they live, you'll understand why they do these things or what makes them break down. And you can avoid those situations if you know what breaks them down. And then the other thing is just that keeping God in your life is just the biggest thing in the world. And if you keep God in your life, good things will happen. And that's just what was the outcome of my behalf. So
that is awesome. Now, I don't want to talk about what that acronym is, but you're saying faith, understanding, and knowledge, F-U-K. I'm not going to say it, but faith, understanding, and knowledge.
That's important for us to give the kids.
Those were some of the things that I lacked as
faith,
a child.
Understanding,
yes,
and
yes,
knowledge.
Faith, understanding. I didn't have a lot of faith. You know, all I know is what I knew. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand what faith was.
You weren't allowed to question anything.
No, I wasn't. And as far as knowledge, you know, I didn't gain knowledge till later in years in life, you know. But I'm so grateful, you know, that today that I can understand what that is, you know.
And you can help your young people understand more what makes us tick. So, Micah, you're telling us really young people need to know, and we need to explain and help young people understand what we're about, who we are, and why we do what we do as adults too.
And if that would happen, I would definitely say a lot of young individuals will understand. And I know a lot of the parents that struggle with the addiction, I know a lot could do with maybe their sons are neglectful, as you said earlier, like they want to stay off in the distance. They want to discount themselves away from the situation.
Well, they probably feel shut away.
Yeah. And if they keep faith, you know, that hope, mm-hmm. They will understand what's going on. And mm-hmm. that's going to make them want to stick around that individual. And that sticking around that individual could be the breaking point to make that successful person end up recovering.
I think that is so important for us to know. I've really learned something today. That
he forgot one word. What's love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have to love yourself and love that person.
Yeah.
You know, well, regardless to what, the faith, the understanding, and the knowledge, you have to really want to, you know, the love. Yes, yes.
But the love for the drug or the love for the drink sometimes will make kids feel they're not loved. My mommy likes to drink. My mommy wants to do dope, so she doesn't love me. So what Micah is telling us is help your kid understand. This isn't about you. I love you. The drug's a different story. Huh.
I tried to help them understand that mine came from before they were born. It really had nothing to do with them, but
right.
it affected their lives.
But
in
you
the
helped
worst
them understand
way.
That.
Right, right.
So parents that are addicted out there and can't quit right now as of today need to help their kids understand that it isn't about the kids.
Help them understand it.
Yeah. Wow.
That
don't
it
turn
is not their fault.
Right.
You know,
right.
it is a disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and
explain
it's a disease.
It to your kids.
It's a disease of the mind.
Yeah.
That's really, you know, where a lot of the addictions and alcoholisms, you know, it starts from starts within your thinking process, you know, and it's not your fault. It's not your parents' fault. It's not, you know, the generation before you. It's just what it is, you know.
The addiction
yes,
is its own primary. Well, you guys are just an awesome family, no doubt about it. Mr. Tough Enough over there. And really, Micah, there are so many young people, when we go and talk in the schools, one out of four of them is going home to an addicted parent. There's more kids dealing with addicted adults in their life than kids that are trying drinking and drugging themselves. So you have definitely a message of hope to carry to these young people, and I hope you continue to do that.
I definitely will.
I think I'm going to have you come to some of the schools with me and talk to those kids.
I would be more than honored.
Teen Power Camp. We need to have him come to the Teen Power Camp and talk to those kids.
Honor.
How you can survive an addicted family.
Happy.
Thank you. I'd like to look at you a little while longer anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, Kathy, what do you think? We got to sign off here soon. Anything you guys want to say in closing real
There's
quick?
There's just one thing I want to say, and I always say this. I am so grateful to God for giving me this life that I have today and this program and everything that is in my life today. I appreciate it, and I give it back to
yes,
others.
Yes, you do.
You know? So I want to continue carrying that on to others for generations to come. You know, I want to be an example of what God can do in your life.
Awesome. You are.
I would say you have to live, you have to love, and you have to adapt. And I recommend that to anyone out there. You have to live your life, and you have to love everyone that's around you, to cherish every moment, because tomorrow's never promised. And you have to adapt to everyone's lifestyle, whether it's the drug addiction whether it's personal reasons, and you have to make sure you're able to compliment those that need help, that are asking for the help, and you progress the knowledge and just sit there and just tell them faith. Faith is key. Faith, understanding, and knowledge. That's what you need. That's the three keys. If you go by that, you'll understand. It'll get you by, and I guarantee it'll pull someone out of
that
niche.
That's incredible. F-U-K. Faith, understanding, knowledge. Awesome. Thank you for your message, both of you today, and thanks for coming downtown to Radio Rehab. We have a lot to learn, but we've learned a lot too. Radio Rehab audience, this has been great. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next Saturday, but don't forget between now and then to do the next right thing.